In 1885, Charles Alderton, a young druggist at Morrison's Old Corner Drugstore in Waco, Texas, invented Dr. Pepper, the world's oldest major soft drink. A year later, John Pemberton, another druggist, served the first batch of Coca-Cola to patrons at Jacobs Pharmacy in Atlanta, Georgia. Apparently, pharmacists with time on their hands and a soda fountain at their disposal made for some good drinks. These days, you probably won't discover the latest soft drink concoction at a drugstore soda fountain. There aren't many of those around. But if you're Bob Safford, you might just hit on your inspiration at the local restaurant bar.
The idea probably was about a year and a half, you know, kind of late winter, spring of 2010. I was with some friends at the Brad Street restaurant in the Graves Hotel, and they brought us a little sample of a cocktail that was loaded with fruits and herbs and spices and different things. And I don't drink myself, and I'm always kind of inventing my own concoctions of things. And I took a sample of this, and it just sort of struck me at that moment that, you know, why couldn't you do this with a soft drink?
And who says you can't? It was just a matter of finding the right flavor combinations and the right people to carry out the plan. A former Minneapolis marketing executive, Safford had connections. So he and business partner Carlton Johnson set out to create their own soda brand, Joya Soda, with a little help from good old-fashioned luck.
You know, I knew that local soda had started up called Air Force Nutrisoda. And so just as I'm kind of thinking about I need to figure that out, Joe was profiled on the business in the Business Insider, you know, the Monday business section of the Strip. And then a few days later, I happened to be having breakfast with a good friend of mine who is very well connected around town. And I asked him, Mark, do you by chance know Joe Heron? You know everybody. He said, he's my next door neighbor. So that was sort of the first one. And then within a week or two, Metro Magazine's July issue was always a cocktail issue. And they had profiled six or eight really prominent restaurants and bars known for their mixology. I happened to go get my hair cut a couple of days later, and I was talking about this whole thing with the guy who cuts my hair, and he said, Dan Oskey is one of the bartenders featured in that. He's from the strip club Meat and Fish in St. Paul. He's another client of mine. Would you like to meet him?
Okay, so the stars were aligning for Joya Soda. Dan Oskey was brought on board, and the call went out. Let the tasting begin.
One of the very first things we did in the way back in September last year is I went to, there's a famous soda store in Los Angeles called Soda Pop Stop, or Galco's. And all he sells is like 400 brands of independent premium sodas. And I shipped, you know, 100 back. And we did them over a couple of tasting sessions, and you know, most of them, you know, we'd spit out. And so we felt like, you know, there was a door open to a really great tasting product.
Then it was Dan's turn to roll up his sleeves and do some mixology magic. Hundreds of samples were tasted. Cucumber was ruled out to strawberry basil made it almost to the end, as well as a refreshing peach, rosemary, and ginger. But in the end, only four flavors made the cut. This past June, Joya Soda hit Twin Cities premium grocery store shelves with four layered flavor combinations: pineapple, coconut, nutmeg, lime, hibiscus, clove, grapefruit, chamomile, cardamom, and blackberry, pomegranate, ginger. Not only is Bob Safford the company's co-founder, but he's also one of the guys you'll meet sampling Joya Soda at your neighborhood store or coffee shop.
This one's pretty floral. It's got elderflower in it, so it's, this one's the most floral of the bunch.
Oh, I like the flowery.
Yeah. If I can convert a non-soda drinker, that's a good day.
It is. I'll let you know.
All right.
And from the land of 10,000 pops, not sodas. This is Britt Amit reporting for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.